It is time for this week's Pork Industry Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Pork Producers Association. I'm Chad Moyer. Today we're going to get an update from UNL and the Leffel Meat Lab and talk to Jordan Wicks. She is an assistant professor and a meat extension specialist at UNL. Jordan, tell me about your work at UNL. What do you focus on there in Lincoln?
My primary role is to be an extension specialist. So I focus a lot with small processors here in the state, trying to help them in any way that we can. Sometimes that's putting on programs. We have some virtual programs we're doing with helping them understand a little bit more about the management side. You know, a lot of people get into meat processing saying, man, I've been cutting meat since I was a kid. This is a family business. I really enjoy it. You know, but how do we really take it to the next level? How do we really make sure that, you know, we're understanding our financials of that and making it a profitable and having longevity in that? So that's one program that I'm helping with right now with a team of collaborators here. We're also getting ready to start working on another training program. It'll be a little bit of a hybrid, so virtual and in-person, to understand the basics of meat processing, so we can continue to equip more and more people to go out and continue this type of work in the future. But, you know, I also do, you know, more or less house calls. Hey, you know, I'm thinking about getting inspected. Could you come down here, take a look, see where we're at? You know, do you have any advice on this or that? So I do a lot of that. I help promote, you know, this industry. So if there's questions, comments, concerns, I kind of field those. But I also have a research appointment. And so my research is kind of getting up and going. But really what I'm focused on is improving meat quality and using processing interventions. So, you know, how fast we harvest these things at temperatures, things of that nature to really optimize quality, both in beef and pork. And I'm really looking at mostly color development right now. But we're here and we work together as a group. So, you know, if there's other areas, you know, with processed meats or precision agriculture, you know, we kind of are starting to kind of build that and develop that as a collaborative group to work together on it.
When you think about meat science and what's going on in the business right now, you know, not only raising beef and pork, but like you said, processing and giving consumers a good experience with red meat. What is your part in that? What are the challenges? What are the opportunities in that part of meat production?
So, you know, the thing about meat production right now is, you know, the simple cost of it. So, you know, animals are high, feed is high, everything's high. And so when we think about the consumer, you know, you go into the store, you're a consumer, I'm a consumer, you're looking at prices, you know, you're looking at quality, you're looking at the color, you're looking at the texture, but you're also looking at that price. And so we understand, you know, as the industry and as people who work in it, we go, we want to make sure that these people are getting what they're putting in, right? And so if we're asking this about on dollar, then we want to make sure that we deliver on that. And how can we make things, you know, versatile and convenient and different, right? So, you know, consumers, a lot of times they don't want to eat the same thing every day for a meal, right? You kind of get burned out. So we want to add some variety into that. So, you know, we started to kind of over here, just, you know, just some simple things, you know, let's create some unique sausages. Let's, you know, let's do some different bacons, hams, you know, and of course let's keep the quality in check of that, right? We want to make sure that we're producing high quality fresh products as well, but offering different types of cuts and different price points. You know, those are the things that we're thinking about. But, you know, as you think about in the future, you know, we'll have other challenges. We'll have challenges, you know, surrounding more sustainable or more clean label or things like that. And so, you know, we're starting to think forward on that and how we can prepare ourselves and prepare our partners within the industry as well.
I know you presented in front of the Nebraska Pork Producers Board of Directors here not too long ago. What do you want to make sure the state's pork producers understand about your work and how UNL and the Leffel Meat Lab can be a part of the pork industry in the state?
Yeah. So when I met with the pork producers the other week, we had a really great conversation, an open conversation. And I told them this. I said, guys, I'm here on behalf of Nebraska Extension today. That's majority of what my job description is. And the extension in its core is here to co-create a better tomorrow for everyone, not just the producers, not just the manufacturers, but even consumers and people in their everyday lives. And I said, that's what we're here for. So if we can help you, let us know, right? So we're here and we have capabilities. We have vested interests. We have students that are excited. I mean, we're excited. We want to do this. This is why we went into this career. So, you know, I said, if you guys have ideas and you have, you know, initiatives or goals, you know, to help promote Nebraska pork industry, then we're here to do that. And so we had a good conversation about some potentials and down the road. And so I'm excited to see what that looks like. But I guess what I would leave all the pork producers in the state with is, you know, reach out to us as an extension and to UNL if you have, you know, concerns, thoughts, comments, or ways that you think that we can help better this industry, you know, let us know. I mean, we're working on it from here, but I'm not in the field every day, so they know it better than I do. And so that open line of communication is going to be really important for our success in the future.
Again, that's Jordan Wicks. She is an assistant professor and meat extension specialist based at the Leffel Meat Lab there at UNL East Campus. That concludes this week's Pork Industry Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Pork Producers Association, responsible people producing sustainable pork. For more information, you can call the home office in Lincoln, 888-627-7675, and check out their website at nepork.org. For the Nebraska Pork Producers Association, I'm Chad Moyer reporting.